Today is the opening day for the National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville, and our coverage brought to you by Raider Auction Company, Security Seed and Chemical, also by H&R AgriPower, AgriChem, and by Pro Solutions. With the great National Farm Machinery Show planned for everybody who comes to visit this year, we had a chance recently to visit with Ian Cox, who is the Communications Director for the Kentucky Exposition Center. Ian, looks like this show is lined up to be another great one for the Kentucky Exposition Center.
So 13th through the 16th, it's 4 days, 9 to 6. We're going to see, hopefully, crowds just like we did last year, combined 314,000 people, over 890 exhibitors. I think everybody's going to be able to see something that they want. We've got a lot of space where you can get to know people. You know, we've had people 50 years still showing up. This will be our 54th. So.
And, you know, Ian, I remember a couple of years ago we celebrated the 50th anniversary, and that was such a special time. But from where this show has grown to where it is today, I mean, my goodness, what a show we have now.
Yes, yes. And we're thankful for everybody who's been committed. I think when you talk about the National Farm Machinery Show, it's a lot about tradition, people coming together, good weather or bad, you know, being in an indoor facility. It has a lot of amenities to it.
Well, what are some things people might see this year? Tell us some of the highlights of the Farm Machinery Show.
So this is for the people who haven't been before. You know, you're going to see the latest innovations in agricultural equipment, services, and technology. I've seen product unveilings occur. That's always exciting, and we don't know about it until you hear about it, too. So that's always fun for us. You're going to see seminars that focus on protecting and improving your crop yield. We have some great sponsors for that, like Farm Futures and Bex Hybrids. And then, you know, I think when we talk about the gift and craft market and other opportunities in West Wing, you're going to get to meet people. It's a memorable experience.
You know, and when the doors open, there are people ready to come in. And, you know, probably one of your busiest times, maybe 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning, because everybody's ready to be there, ready to be a part of it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that's what really brings everybody together. They know it's a tradition. They're going to show up, be here early. We've got 1.2 million square feet of exhibit space to be able to go through. And when you look at that as a visitor, you got 4 days worth of things to do. And from 9 to 6, you can walk from one end to the other and then still feel like you got something unique out of it every year.
And, you know, there's something for the family, too. You mentioned the craft market. I mean, that's always a highlight. And tell us where that's going to be, what's going to be there this year.
Yeah, so it's going to be in the South Wing C mezzanine. When you go up there, you're going to see over 70 booths, souvenirs, toys, clothing, and more. I don't know if you ever heard, so this is something new to me. Did you know that when we originally started that, it was in the 80s, and people wanted to go shopping, so we were busing them to the malls? And then we realized that, you know what, we can make a shopping destination here. So for those 4 days, you're going to, you know, whenever you want, walk up there and explore. Me personally, I'm going to be looking for some clothing.
And, you know, it's a little bit of everything up there, too. People see everything up there.
It is. It is. And you talk about, you get in the middle of the trade show area, and it never feels like a pressured sales situation. And when you go up and you go in the gift and craft area, it's truly relieving. You get a look over the lobby and South Wing, and then you also get a shop. So.
And, of course, you know, just it's always around Valentine's Day. I know you probably hear some comments about that, but a lot of people make it a nice Valentine's Day trip for the family, don't they?
Yes, they do. They do. And we get calls. It's like, can you move the National Farm Machinery Show? And we just have to say, we love it. We love the National Farm Machinery Show, and that's how we celebrate Valentine's Day. You know, I've heard people actually call our employees and see about delivering flowers to them. So we really have enjoyed that time. And, you know, rumor has it people propose, and they ask the next year, can they come back to celebrate their anniversary? So we have a good laugh with that.
I like that. I think that's wonderful. And, of course, you know, as a part of that, if the show opens every morning at 9 o'clock, you might just tell us it runs for 4 full days. People just need to come out and be with you, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think there's a little bit of everything, and if you want to come out, look at the latest innovations in agricultural equipment, services, and technology, you're going to see that. If you want to go shopping, feel like you have your day off, you earned it, and come on over.
Of course, our coverage brought to you by Commonwealth Agri Energy, Clyde Height Lubricants and Fasteners, Christian County Farm Bureau Federation, and CBC Ag Enterprises. We're headquartered this year at the H&R AgriPower booth in the South Wing. So if you're coming to the Farm Machinery Show, make sure you stop by and look us up. Say hello while you're at the Farm Machinery Show at the H&R AgriPower booth in the South Wing. Reporting from the National Farm Machinery Show, I'm Alan Watts.